Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle. This is Mr. Candle visiting you, coming to your doorstep, to your bedside, to talk to you about the stories that I have experienced with other boys and girls all around the world. And some of them are kind of exciting, some of them are sort of fun, and some of them are sort of serious. But how are you tonight? I see you sitting there in your bed. You're waiting for me to give a Torah story, and your mommy and daddy are sitting right there with you. They're holding your hands and saying, "This is my beloved child, of whom I am most proud." And, well, they should be. So, guess about what I experienced today. I was visiting with a family, and the family was in the middle of a very busy city. And they had a son whose name was Zachary. Can you imagine giving a son the name Zachary? Well, Zachary was quite a guy, but he wasn't doing very well in math. He didn't do very well at all. His parents had tried everything, tutors, mentors, flashcards, special training centers, in short, everything they could think of to help his math. But poor old Zach, he just wasn't making it. He lacked the motivation, the enthusiasm, the encouragement, and maybe the surprise, but anyhow, they didn't know what to do. So his mom and dad, as a last-ditch effort, they took Zachary down and enrolled him in the local Catholic school. And so here we find Zachary in the Catholic school for the first time. And after the first day, little Zachary came home with a very serious look on his face. He didn't even kiss his mother hello. Instead, he went straight to his room and started studying, something he hadn't done very much before. Books and papers were spread out all over the room, and little Zachary was hard at work. His mother was amazed. She called him down to dinner, but to her shock, the minute he was done eating, he marched right back up to his room without a word, and in no time, he was back hitting the books as hard as before. Well now, this went on for some time, day after day, week after week, month after month, while the mother tried to understand what made all the difference. She couldn't figure it out. Finally, little Zachary brought home his report card, and he quietly laid it on the table and went up to his room and hit the books. With great trepidation, his mother looked at the report card, and to her great surprise, little Zachary got an A in math, and she was beside herself. She could no longer hold her curiosity. She went up to his room and said, "Son, what was it? Was it the nuns?" And little Zachary looked at her and shook his head, "No." "Well, then," she replied, "was it the books, the discipline, the structure, the uniforms? Well, what was it already?" And little Zachary looked up at his mother and said, "Well, you know, Mom, on that first day of school, when I saw that guy nailed to the plus sign, I knew they weren't fooling around." Well, that probably was Zach's motivation, his enthusiasm, his encouragement, and perhaps to a large extent, his great surprise. We all sometimes need a surprise. We need a little encouragement to do our best. We never know where that encouragement or surprise is going to come from. But when we give our best, who knows where it's going to come from? Little Zach was very surprised. Yes, indeed. Well, you know, boys and girls, wherever we go, we have stories about boys and girls who are doing very interesting things. And that's what Mr. Candle is all about, telling you about boys and girls all around the world who are doing very interesting things. Now, Zachary was not stupid. He knew how to study. He knew how to do good work, as every one of us do. But he just didn't have the motivation. But he got the motivation. Where is your motivation going to come from? Well, if it comes from your heart, it's the best motivation you can ever have. Well, my friends, here comes Mr. Sandman. I see him out the window there. He's got his sandbag along. So come on now, slip under the covers and give your mommy and daddy each a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then take your teddy bear in hand and say, good night. Now, there's Mr. Sandman. He's sprinkling the sand, that pixie dust, all over everybody. And I'm backing away because I got more things to do tonight. And there he is. And it says, good night, have happy dreams, and I love you very, very much. So, until another night, this is Mr. Candle bringing you stories and adventures of boys and girls around the world. And I'm here every night because I love you. I love you. I love you.